This is Terry Mandel, DOD King, an attorney letter to Reginald Bishop, attorney at law of the Reginald Bishop of the. It's called the Bishop Law Firm. Address on file, but it's 2253 Carlton Avenue, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46205. Dear Mr. Bishop, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Delenk Harvey, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is D-E-A-L-L-E-N-Y-C. First name is D-E-A-L-L-E-N-Y-C. Last name is Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y, period. On October 15, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient, new paragraph. The patient is a 27-year-old female, height 5'5", weight 190 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about December 4th, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. She denied loss of consciousness, period. Another vehicle ran a red light, striking the patient's vehicle in the passenger side, period. The patient was in a Dodge Charger and hit by a Mazda, a passenger car, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. Airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked, period. The patient hit her head, period. Her hand hit the steering wheel, period. She had immediate pain in her low back, comma, right hand, comma, a lacerated lip, comma, headaches, comma, neck pain, comma, mid-back pain, comma, stress, comma, anxiety, comma, and depression, period. New paragraph. Forget new paragraph. We don't need to do that. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still having pain in her mid and low back, as well as depression and anxiety, period. New paragraph. Her mid-back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was treated with physical therapy as well as chiropractic care, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It's approximately 7 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing, aching-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was treated with physical therapy and chiropractic care, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It lasts 1 to 2 hours per day, period. It is described as an aching-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The patient has depression and anxiety since this automobile accident, period. She is still having issues with this, and it does interfere with daily life, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was the next morning. She was seen at IU Urgent Care. They did x-rays and put her on medicine, period. She was seen at People's Health Center a few days later, period. She was seen by her family doctor, Dr. Soltz, S-O-L-T-Z, who reviewed the x-rays and referred her to ATI physical therapy, as well as chiropractic treatment, period. She had physical therapy at ATI for approximately 2 months, period. She had chiropractic treatment for approximately 4 months, period. She did see a behavioral therapist twice at People's Health Center, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems. Bending and lifting is a CNA, comma. Lifting over 15 pounds, comma. Housework, comma. Yard work, comma. Standing over 30 minutes, comma. Walking over 60 feet, comma. Gym activity, comma. Sex, comma. And sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications denies other than over-the-counter medicines for this injury, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines as well as exercise therapy, period. New paragraph. Past medical history denies. New paragraph. Past surgical history denies. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her low back in the past, period. The patient has not been in any prior serious automobile accidents, period. She had a minor automobile accident in 2015 and no treatment was needed, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The patient never injured her mid-back, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is a CNA full-time, period. She missed work from December 4th, 2022 to the end of May 2023, period. This was due to this accident and missed approximately 6 months of work, period. Period. She was unable to do the heavy physical activity of a CNA due to this injury, period. Her job duties at that time including lifting and rolling patients, as well as transfers and holding patients up, period. She was also mentally stressed and required treatment twice by a behavioral therapist who was referred to her by her family doctor, period. The depression and anxiety improved but still lingered, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies that I reviewed, period. Results from Indiana University Urgent Care Downtown, initial visit December 5th, 2022, presents with back pain and finger pain after MVC yesterday, period. Has swelling to the upper lip with abrasions under the lip from her teeth, period. She reports thoracic back pain, which then radiates to the side, period. Mild headaches, period. On physical examination, they documented lip abrasion, comma, right index finger with tender to palpation to the distal phalanx, comma, tenderness over the dorsal left hand, comma, midline thoracic tenderness, comma, tenderness to palpation of the right lower musculature, period. Assessment one was thoracic spine pain, two finger injury, three motor vehicle accident, period. X-rays appear normal on my read, period. X-rays of the chest and thoracic and lumbar spine were negative for osseous abnormalities, period. Urgent care note, December 11th, 2022. Chief complaint is muscle pain following MVA. Patient came to the clinic for muscle pain following MVA, period. Reports being seen December 5th. Also having bilateral eye swelling, redness for 1 day. They documented abnormalities on physical examination. Assessment was one, back muscle spasm, two, allergic reaction, period. Records for Martindale Brightwood. December 19th, 2022. complaining of neck, comma, mid-back, and low-back pain today after MVA that occurred on December 4th, 2022. Objective in the cervical area, extension, mild decrease, comma, left rotation and left lateral bending, moderate decrease, comma, thoracic range of motion extension, moderate decrease with pain, period. Assessment one, lumbar sprain, two, sprain of the thoracic spine, three, cervical sprain, and then segmental dysfunction of multiple areas. plan one lumbar sprain initial encounter, adjustments performed, period. Health net records, reason for appointment, neck and back pain. This was April 17th, 2023. Symptoms were back, neck, comma, leg and shoulder pain that started December 4th, 2022 after a car accident, period. Treatment included adjustments, cervical adjustments, supine, comma, anterior thoracic adjustment, period. ATI physical therapy note, discharge note, February 2nd, 2023. Rehab diagnosis is pain lumbar, comma, pain myofascial, comma, radiculitis lumbar, period. Assessment presents to physical therapy with signs and symptoms consisted of pain lumbar. Lumbar radiculitis, period. Patient continues to present with impairments involving range of motion, comma, pain, period. Patient has reached maximal benefit from therapy, period. Patient has been discharged from physical therapy, period. Health net note, December 13th, 2022. Reason for appointment, follow-up, urgent care after MVA-back pain, period. Assessment, acute back pain, low back without sciatica. Two is stress. Under the plan, because of the stress, request referral to therapist due to stress slash anxiety with driving ever since accident, period. Referral to behavioral health in-house, period. Indiana University records, December 11th, 2022. Chief complaint, muscle pain following MVA. X-rays performed of the chest, thoracic and lumbar spine, December 5th, 2022. Impression one, no acute cardiopulmonary findings. Two, no acute osseous abnormalities of thoracic spine, period. New paragraph, I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of December 4th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph, on physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with obvious signs of anxiety and nervousness, period. She was exhibiting signs of anxiety, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear with clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the thoracic area was abnormal with paravertebral muscle spasm, period. There was diminished range of motion with thoracic flexion diminished by 8 degrees, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was diminished strength, period. Examination of the lumbar area was abnormal, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was diminished strength, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. Flexion was diminished by 18 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and radiculitis. Number two, thoracic trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain. Number three, stress / anxiety with PTSD. Number four, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain resolved. Next number, right hand trauma and pain resolved. Next number, lift trauma, comma, pain and laceration resolved. Next number, cephalgia resolved. Next number, finger trauma, comma, pain, comma, and contusion resolved, period. The above diagnoses were all caused by the automobile accident of December 4th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairments, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the thoracic area, utilizing Table 17-3, she qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these two impairments, the patient has a 4% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of December 4th, 2022, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in both the thoracic and lumbar spine for the remainder of her life, period. As a patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the thoracic and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some back injections will cost approximately $3,000, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost approximately $500, period. I would recommend an MRI of the mid and low back at a cost of $4,500, period. Depending on the results of these, the patient may need to consider surgical intervention at a later date, period. Some additional psychological counseling would be approximately $1,500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.